Hey everybody, it's David Dyer, and welcome to Idioms Episode 60. I'm your host, and Idioms is my dumb little podcast that makes you smarter. 5 minutes at the most. About the same time it takes to realize that maybe things aren't so bad and we're gonna pull through this crappy year. And as the name implies, I talk about idioms. Those phrases we say in everyday conversation that seem completely out of place, yet you know exactly what they mean by the way they're being used. Good, so let's go. This is Idioms Episode 60, and the idiom we're going to cover today is looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. You've heard it. So it's 2003, and I'm hanging out with Affleck at some dude ranch out west, and the numbers come in from Geely's opening weekend. And we all knew it was going to be bad because, well, we just knew. And Ben takes a pause and says, well, I'm still going to be Batman someday. Now that's looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Literal meaning, to wear spectacles with lenses that are slightly tinted in the shade of red. Contextual meaning, a phrase used to describe a disposition that is upbeat, hopeful, and overflowing with optimism. And boy, don't we need it. So let's explore the origin. This is a great idiom, but let's start off by getting the particulars out of the way. Grammarist.com says some think the very beginnings of this phrase come from map makers, who used to use rose petals to clean their glasses so they could see more clearly when working on the tiny little aspects of the maps they were creating. Also, in the late 1700s, the word rosy started to be used to describe things that were cheerful and optimistic. So through that, we see how that word or idea starts to get tied in with all things positive and clear. In 1998, a psychologist named Martin Seligman began the positive psychology movement. Seligman and other researchers surmised that those who think positively and have the ability to believe in a positive outcome from a bad situation rather than dwell on the negativity tend to succeed more often than those who don't. Now, cynics will dispute this claim because they'll say that a life viewed through rose-colored glasses creates unrealistic expectations and sets people up for incredible disappointments. Maybe so, but isn't even a glimmer of hope better than no hope at all? The answer to that question is yes. And while we're at it, let's throw a little science into the mix because researchers have also found that in some cases, people who suffer from migraine headaches have actually seen some relief when they wear glasses with, guess what? Lenses that have a pinkish tint. And let's get even nerdier because ScienceDaily.com takes it a little further. They cite a study from the University of Toronto that showed that good and bad moods literally change the way our visual cortex operates and how we interpret things. Their study showed that when we're in a positive mood, our visual cortex opens up and takes in more information. And when we're in a bad mood, oftentimes the result is tunnel vision. Taylor Schmitz, a University of Toronto grad student and the lead author on the study, says, good moods enhance the literal size of the window through which we see the world. Now again, the naysayers, the haters, whatever you want to call them, will say that being able to take in too much information can lead to distraction and thus put positive thinkers in a potentially dangerous situation. Well, if that's the case, maybe we'll just see more ways to get out of those conundrums. Now, I picked this idiom for a reason, and that reason is simple. Moving forward, after all we've been through this past year, the only way to look at the future is through rose-colored glasses. We will get through this. It will be tough, there will be more pain, but if you're able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, just imagine that that light has a slightly pinkish hue to it. So that's it. Episode 60 of Idioms is complete, and I have some prescription sunglasses that are amber, so I guess I need to watch my back. I'm your host, David Dyer. Thanks for listening. Check back for new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. But until then, I'll catch you on the flip side.